Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 114 for Thursday, 17th of April 2014.
Engage!
Hi, Stuart here. In mid-March, I was delighted to attend the Engage user group in Breda, Netherlands. Formerly known as BLUG, this is the largest ICS user group worldwide and was one of the most impressive events I've ever had the pleasure to attend. Organiser Theo Hessemans was generous enough to give us space to schedule This Week in Lotus during one of the lunch breaks, and we gathered a panel featuring Tom Smith, Sean Cull, Simon Peake, Eric Voss, Oliver Hines and Martin Jinnock to discuss the conference. As you'll hear, there was a fair bit of background noise from the social side of the conference, and whilst I've done my best with the audio, you may still find it a bit tricky to hear in places. On the plus side, you'll at least feel like you were there.
Make it so.
This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. So, hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. We are here for episode 114 of the weekly roundtable podcast that sometimes doesn't happen for a few months on a time. And I am joined live at Engage user group in Netherlands by a fantastic panel of experts from around the community. So, do you want to start at that end, Tom? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Tom Smith. I lead sales for eFox. We're a company that has a rich text editor that integrates into IBM platforms and other custom applications.
Hi, I'm Sean Cull. I run a Nooks Next Pages dev shop in the UK.
My name is Simon Peake, working for We4IT. The company is based in Germany, but I live in Cornwall in the UK.
Eric Voss, owner founder of Real Connection, business partner in the Netherlands, focused on smart cloud and social business.
Hi, I'm Oliver Hines. I work for IBM. I'm the ICS community manager since beginning of December. I work with the champions and with user groups and the overall community around ICS.
And I'm Martin Hinoch, and I'm Java developer and main Xpages advisor.
From Czech Republic.
Excellent, great to have you here. So you can see what an international event this is just by the panel folks that we have here. So Tom, let's start with you. How have you found Engage so far as an exhibitor and sponsor?
Oh, this has been a great event. We've had a lot of traffic at the booth. The speed sponsoring last night, I think we probably talked to 120, 150 people, and it's been like the name implies, very engaging. A lot of good conversations, both technical conversations, application oriented conversations. So it's been good.
Okay, and Simon, you down on the show floor as well. How about you? Have you had a good traffic at last booth?
Yes, lots of interesting conversations with people from, as you were saying, all across Europe. We've had people from Northern Europe, Norway, Eastern Europe, as far as the Czech Republic, and lots of continued interest in the platform, which is great.
Okay, fantastic. And what do you think of the new name? Does that work well? Engage and people understand what it is and where it is and what's going on?
Yeah, I think it works really well. As Tom said, it's engaging. It's really kind of a call to action for everybody, and folks, I think, really pick up.
And so, I mean, this event was formerly BLUG, wasn't it? It was the Belgian Lotus group, then it became Benelux, and then we got Engage. And I agree, I think the name sticks really well. And Sean, is it your first time over for this one? Have you been to
BLUG? I've been to BLUG a couple of years ago. So, yeah, it's a really good conference. It's probably my favourite conference, certainly in Europe, anyway.
Fantastic. And Eric, as a native of the Netherlands, yeah, is it a good event for you?
And you need to be, or there needs to be an event like this. That's a good thing. Not everybody can go to Orlando. Right. So you need a couple of months after Orlando, you need to go to another event. And that's what Theo does. Very good. So you can't wait for 12 months to meet each other again. So that's it's not only listening, but also meeting. So that's very good. That it's 2 days. It's good.
2 days, all tracks, lots of sessions. Any particular sessions people would pick out as being notable you really enjoyed?
Oh, the EFOX session.
I think from the developer perspective, one of the really nice things is that a lot of things are aligned with OpenNTF now.
Yeah.
So I've been to quite a few sessions where, you know, they're really well integrated into OpenNTF, and I've come away from them thinking, no, absolutely, I need to go and try that now, and I know that the resources are there, and all the help videos are there, and all that kind of stuff. So that sort of continuity is fantastic.
Yeah, as a developer, I really appreciate that a lot of companies publish the code on OpenNTF, and, you know, giving it to the community. Maybe there is some need to do it further, you know, to make IBM to open source more of the IBM Domino and XPages stack from my point of view, because there is so much that you can simply extend if you know how to.
Yeah,
we now can, which is great, I guess.
I think the stronger the OpenNTF community, the stronger the whole platform becomes.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ollie, in your new role as community manager, taking over from George Davis, I mean, it must be great to see the community come together like this around an event.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's also, for me, really great timing that I had the opportunity right after I was introduced to meet so many folks in Orlando, and then right follow right up here. I mean, we had, I think, 81 out of the 87 champions, for example, in Orlando, and 30 are now back here. So it's really great to meet everybody again, to dive right in, because I have met so many folks before now, and also to kind of get to know the broader community, maybe, who were not in Orlando. So it's excellent.
Right. And I think the timing as well, isn't it? Just, you know, as you say, 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is after Connect, it's a good time to kind of revisit the announcements that were made at Connect, but also to maybe delve into some of the areas in a bit more detail that we know some of that detail that's come from that. What did people think of the keynote yesterday, the IBM session? You know, Suzanne spoke, didn't she, and Craig Reeves as well. What did people take away from that?
I was too busy fixing technical issues with my laptop, so I wasn't there, I'm afraid.
I thought it was really good. I think it's fantastic that IBM have sent people. And, like, you know, Cramer, he's been around for 2 days, he's made himself accessible, he's chats with lots of people. And the development team, the XPages development team as well, in the same. And I think sort of IBM showing that level of commitment to something like Engage is fantastic, and really reassures people, and you know, and gives us the opportunity to make the most of their products. Really, it's great.
And about the level of support that IBM are offering, we're actually running a beer bus from this event to a German event, Business Connect Conference in Hamburg, which is tomorrow. And a lot of the IBMers, including Cramer and Peter. Pete Jansen, they're going to be on the beer bus tonight, going up to Hamburg to speak at this event in Hamburg.
I think it's a great week for user groups generally. I mean, you mentioned the event on Wednesday in Germany. There's another one in London. We'll be able to slide in Ben, the Tilt partnership, and then the Developer Health organising. And it really shows the strength of this community that we can have three such great events in a week. Yeah. You know, in the springtime.
Yeah, and this particular event is really exceptionally well run. And the venue's great, everything is just running very well, the food's good. So, you know, for the organizers, it's they're doing an excellent job.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, Theo's wife and Theo, they're just, you know, making everybody welcome, you know, a very special day. You know, every time you just pass him or her, it's just, you know, like, come on, this is someone, it's someone that treats you as a family.
Right,
nice.
I really can't say enough about what a great job that they've been doing. Yeah.
I think it's I'm not quite sure how they've done it, but the atmosphere is and the layout of it is very conducive. There's lots of small groups of people all chatting away and talking about, you know, shared experiences and stuff, and more than any other conference I've seen, really, that idea, it's worked really well.
The beer helps.
The beer helps.
And also the sessions, there's enough time, and it's not a lot of walking distance, so there is enough time to chat about the session you've just been to. So you get 10 minutes before you don't have to run to the next session.
Yeah.
You really have to, that's always where in Orlando, you always have to run to the next session if you want to do, and then you miss the next session because you're still speaking with about the previous session. So that's always good to have time, and also not a lot of distance to walk.
Okay, Orb is on the panel. Who's speaking this time? You spoke in a sponsored session, didn't you, Tom? How did that go?
Yes, we had a breakout session this morning. It was really good, had a lot of good interaction. So it was nice to get the feedback as well. People seem to like the product. And
also gave us the opportunity to talk about where we're going with the editor. We've got a new editor called Textbox under development, which will be a JavaScript-based editor. Should be available at the end of the year. And so we got good feedback on that as well.
And that's going to be, is that the one that's going to be integrated into XPages? Can you use an XPages editor as well?
We have right now the Edit Live product. We have an integration for XPages. People use it for custom applications. It's also IBM integrated into Wickham and to Connections. This new editor, it'll be available at the end of the year, but the intention is that'll be available for any product for integration, but in a JavaScript platform, so it will break the tie with Java.
Sounds good. I think that announcement IBM made fairly recently that it's going to be available for all Connections customers is such great news. To give all the users the ability to do some complex stuff in their rich tech.
The response we had for Edit Live for Connections, was absolutely overwhelming. Every Connections customer we talked to needed a better editing experience, and so the right thing to do was to license directly to IBM and provide it for free to all the customers. That's a very good response on that.
Simon, I think you spoke in your sponsor session as well,
didn't you? Yep, I had a session yesterday. We were doing a live demo of our Avido XPages framework. It's a solution which allows you to modernize or create new XPages apps through a process of configuration. And I tend to rate how well sessions go by the amount of interaction with the audience and the quality of the questions. If you're getting good questions, it means that A, the audience is still awake, which has to be a good thing. And B, it demonstrates the level of interest. And so there were some great questions. The live demo, remarkably, nothing actually went wrong. So I'm slightly just disconcerted by this. But the session was good and the audience engaged well. So I was very pleased with how the future of Avido is looking.
Nolly, did you say you were speaking here as well?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to share some experiences that I've made in the first 100 days as a community manager. And I think I actually was surprised that I had really a good crowd being up against all the Java and administration sessions. And I think it's really also very nice, again, from Theo, and also valuable for the community to have some non-technical sessions. So, for example, I really enjoyed also the Nerd Girls talk at noon yesterday, and just Louise Richardson had a talk more about, selling, and everybody's really a seller. So I think those type of sessions really enrich a conference like this immensely.
No, I'm speaking this afternoon, so okay. I'll tell you how it goes later.
Martin, I think the same for you, isn't it? You speak
My session is at the same time as Sean, so I'm
going to fight.
And Paul is over there. He was so kind to let me go present with him, so we're going to talk about OpenRTF Domino API, which is just hardcore development stuff. It's Java and so on.
I'll have nobody in my seat.
There is going to be a lot of source code and stuff, and we're going to do some live demos, so therefore it's something unlike in the session. Okay, so we're happy to do that.
Awesome. And of the people speaking here, how many of you have not spoken at Connect?
I haven't spoken at Connect.
That's a really key part of news groups, and it's to get folks to be able to speak for the first time and then maybe get a session that they can take on to the in the future as well.
I think the regional groups are really, really important. I've only ever been to one Connect, so I've been doing this for 14 years, totally passionate about it, but only ever been to Connect once. But the user groups give me the opportunity to sort of get re-energized about the product and the opportunities and that kind of stuff, and absolutely essential for a lot of
Connect. Connect's expensive. It's an expensive gig. It takes a chunk out of your diary, and it's you've got to pay to get in, you've got to pay for the flights, you've got to pay for the hotel. Whereas coming across to one of the regional events, whether it's Engage or Icon UK, it makes the whole thing affordable and accessible for a far greater number of people.
It is, and for Icon UK, we're able to take four people to that event, you know, for probably less money than for me to go to Connect the year before, you know.
And you've still got the same quality of speakers.
You do, and the agenda's been fantastic, so there's been no spots where I thought, well, actually, I don't really want to go to that, I'll do something else. So, you know, I've filled my day at this regional event, and the people speaking are of that kind of quality, and I'm probably more accessible as well, so fantastic.
Yeah, because you can just walk up to them and grab them and ask them questions, whereas at Connect, you've got, first of all, got to find them, whereas here, you know they're going to be in the bar, so.
And Ollie, you mentioned your community manager role.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've been doing it for a while now. Has anything surprised you about that role taking on?
I mean, I think that still that continued passion in the community is, I think, is really fantastic. So, I mean, I've been part of the community for about almost 20 years now, and you know, you see products, you know, come and go. You see technologies come and go, but the community is really, I think, as strong as ever, if not stronger. And it's not only, I think, that core part, you know, like the champions and the folks who've you know always been part of it, but I feel kind of new people coming up and kind of benefit and take on that, some of that passion. So I think this is really one of the kind of most outstanding and passionate groups in a technology area, I think.
Mm. I think did Teo announced that 43% of people are new this time? That that's a real indication.
Stunning.
Of
community, yeah.
Isn't it? If you have new people coming in and maybe they should move away. That's fantastic. And Eric, you and I have been conversing over the years about cloud versus on-prem, and that's where your business lies in terms of getting credits off the cloud. Is it music to your ears that IBM is now saying cloud first for some of the announcements? I know they talked about the EOGS here.
We had a longer discussion 5 years already ago when we started the discussion. It's time for the cloud, and then 5 years later, it was always there, but cloud was always somewhere behind. And somebody's doing cloud as well, but I can't make money. Maybe that's a big problem for business partners and also customers. How do I make money out of the cloud? That's the big thing. But the market is there in the position. The other vendors are doing it. IBM is doing it now as well. So they really do good cloud first now. And now everybody has to figure out, how will this work for me? How will this work for companies like you? Like how do we make a different business model to make it work? Right. And that's what we really have to find out. And maybe it's also a community manager's job to find out how people are getting control, are making money, are getting there. But because it's going to happen,
right?
One way or the other. And we need to. And what I think is, it needs even more openness than we already have from each other. And that's maybe a really strange thing to say, because we think we are very open, but I think to really work in the cloud, it needs even more openness than we currently already have. And if we are there, then everybody, okay, I know that I have to pay for AFOX, even if it's in the cloud. I know he's going to make money out of that, but he also will deliver value it, and maybe that's a price per user per month. So I need to give something back to him if I'm going to do that. So it's finding the way. So we're getting there. But it's a long run.
And Sean, Martin, as developers, is there an opportunity for you guys in the cloud, whether it's creating cloud services or developing apps?
I think there is, and I think it's interesting. A lot of developers or companies offering development services that would have offered them straight to companies in the past are sort of thinking, well, how can I make this a solution where people really don't care what the platform is? And, you know, that's a really big carrot for us. But it's interesting. Like I guess I've always been a cloud skeptic, and I apologize for that. But I was at a trade conference last week, an engineering trade conference, because most of our customers are engineers. And all the platform providers were bending over backwards saying, our data's in the UK, and our data's in Rackspace, or our data's...
Right.
And there's something, there's something happening in terms of people feeling they have to defend the cloud or something at the moment. I don't know whether it's down to the whole NSA thing or what, but cloud would be fantastic. But I think the punters out there have got some uncertainty about it. It would be great to get over that.
Yes. About the regionalization, the regional storage of the data, a lot of people in the past, I found, have been reluctant to put stuff in the cloud because it means that it's no longer in their, specifically no longer in their country. Suddenly it's the German data is being stored in the Netherlands, for example. And I'm seeing a little more from companies who are now happier having their data being stored elsewhere, whereas in the past they've been more reluctant.
Okay.
I'm now seeing a little more acceptance of the fact that this is where it's going, but there's a fair way to go. Yes, I think.
I'm happy to be a developer because I just don't care about the data. it's the same API to get the data. And
it's just hosting by a different
name. It's just
not my
problem.
Fantastic. And, I guess one of the things with the timing of this event, just a couple of months after Connect, is maybe there aren't big new announcements to be made here, but perhaps we're learning more about some of the announcements that were made at Connect. So is there anything that you've taken away from either what IBM called us or maybe some of the sessions in terms of things that you've learned maybe since Connect happened, or maybe that you didn't get because you weren't at Connect yourself?
The OpenNTF stuff for me is that they have a particular initiative called OpenNTF Essentials, where they're trying to bundle the most commonly used and most value-adding stuff together. And I guess we've always been a bit conservative about what we want to deploy and depend upon, but actually that's getting to the point where it looks like we should really be getting into it and using it. So that's a big takeaway for me.
Anybody else?
The guest model is always my big favorite. I've always discussed with everybody. The guest model is the real discussion with your external network, but how to figure that out? That's how is figured it out that the guest model is really going to work? So is the guest model? I like it a lot, even if I'm a cloud. So, but for the on-premises world, I like the guest model a lot. Now let's see how it works. Is there? How do you work with that? Well, we're getting there, but I'm very pleased to see that.
Right. And I certainly want to know more about it. I think it's great slideware. I think the devil is in the detail, isn't it, as ever? What ports do you need to open, what proxies do you need, all that kind of stuff's going to have to come out as it gets meant. So, it's exciting. I think OpenNTF is a big thing. And maybe, we spoke about the community early on in terms of it feels like getting some vibrancy into the community again, and there's new people coming in. I think OpenNTF has such a big part to play in that, isn't it? Because it really is a community effort that almost leads IBM in certain cases into areas where IBM was missing on previously.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely huge. I mean, Christian and the board, together with Nicolas, they're doing a fantastic job. I think also with collaboration today, really helping bringing news in a central place and distributing that to the community, fantastic. Very important.
We mentioned the event tomorrow. How many people are coming to the event in Germany?
I have no idea. It's a small regional event, so I'm guessing somewhere under 100 people. But we have... And this will be basically an all German event. So whereas Engage has a really big catchment area, I'm expecting the Business Connect conference to be a catchment of the northern Germans. But I haven't been involved in the organisation. I'm speaking there, but I have no idea who's going.
And I guess the thing that comes out of that is we need a mix of these small events, bigger events, the Worldwide Global Connect. But the Czech Republic, I guess you must have that. You must have the Lightsphere or Connect comes to you events that IBM run. But is there a need for the smaller user groups as well?
Apparently IBM stopped doing that in Czech Republic. Currently, so we're trying to step in and do two events per year to fill the gap. So but we need someone like Theo to run the event. We definitely suck.
Also, social collaboration. We have social collaborations coming up, right?
That's not a new business event organizer.
Sure.
I think you're underselling yourself, man. I went to the event in the Czech Republic in December, and it's 70-80 people at that event, some kind of number like that, and very passionate, engaged folks. It's great to see these events happening, and I think as organizing teams come together and grow those events, it's all good.
It takes a lot of time, and Theo probably knows how much time has taken. We just suck at it, I guess, because we're always fighting about what to put there, and there is no one person responsible for that. We're just doing it as a committee, and never ever in the history something good come from Atomic Committee. So.
That's now where we're going to.
Are all of the sessions being delivered in English, or
mostly in Czech? We tried to invite Stuart to do something in English, and it turned out well. We sometimes had a keynote from some IBMer, maybe local IBMer, and you mentioned the Czech Republic as the Eastern Europe. We like to think about ourselves as Central Europe.
Look, the UK isn't even in Europe.
Yes, we are.
Well, that's a matter of perspective.
Someone from the Central European IBM usually comes to deliver the keynote.
We heard something today.
We definitely plan to extend this, but we're not exactly sure. You can hear it from my English. No, the English is a problem in Czech Republic in general. We could read, no problem. We sometimes understand, but the talking is...
Yeah, no, I do understand. This was why I was asking the question. One of the reasons that this event has become a... Ooh, dare I say a Lotusphere Europe replacement, TO, is because it's an English language event and therefore is accessible to people from all over Europe.
And vendors.
And vendors. And you know, the IBM, a lot of American speaks from IBM. So, but I still think there's a very strong place for regional events with local languages because as you say, English is an issue in the Czech Republic. So you're not going to get somebody who's not comfortable with English coming to engage because the session is all in English. So there's
like Domino Point, for instance, Italy.
My understanding is that Domino Point is now largely English.
Really?
Well, I spoke to Giuseppe recently, and I spoke at Domino Point years ago, and it was a fascinating session. I actually had somebody from the Domino Point team live translating for me into Italian, entirely unrehearsed, and the session was very successful, but it was, how do I say, a little bit stressful for me.
And stressful for you? What about the poor translator?
You mentioned social connections. Thanks, Ollie, for that. We're going to Prague in June, 16th, 17th of June, and one of the things we're looking at is translation services. Yep. Because of the, it's not an issue, because of the understandable situation in Czech Republic. And so, that's going to be an interesting one for us for the first time to have a kind of English-led event, but also to have a translation to Czech. And we're looking for actually sponsors to work with us on that. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. I think it's amazing how well so many international folks do speak at these events, and it's brilliant to see Teo and others leading the way on that. But I think we do have to make sure that we're accommodating the local language ones as well. For sure.
Yep.
Okay, so what else is there? Your photos, Ollie. I am hugely in awe of the photos you've taken. So anybody who's watching this from home, check out Ollie's Twitter stream.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy it a lot.
Phenomenal ones. And I guess one of the things, again, that's indicative of the energy in these kind of events is there's been a huge social media presence again. Lots of people tweeting with the EngageUG hashtag as well. And I've seen many of you folks tweeting as well this week. So what's left? What have we got in the rest of this event? We've got a closing session, lots of giveaways. I think a lot of the sponsors are collecting cards and giving those away. And then I guess one of the things that we all have to do is to kind of carry this energy through the rest of the year. So are there any new products that are coming or announcements that are coming in the rest of the year you're looking forward to? We've already mentioned the guest access, I know. And about the next pages side, is there further development going on in the next pages that... you can see making a difference to
there's the sort of the community-led Java initiative looks really exciting and should make it much easier for Java developers. So I think one of the things that I don't think there's no big sort of like point releases on the XPages side, but the extensibility of it means that the community's been able to do stuff with IBM. And then again, I think that's really important. Like, we talk about OpenNTF doing a lot of things, and there's huge people putting loads of effort into. Sorry, there's people putting huge amounts of effort into that. But IBM also plays a very important enabling role in that, in giving information and providing Nicholas Heidloff and that kind of thing. So So there's lots of good things happening, but it's more on a steady burn really than big point releases.
Does that make it easier for Java developers
like yourself
to?
Sure. What I do love about the current state of the affairs in domain over is that if you have any problem, you don't have to file the PMR. You just tweet it, and somebody from the Xpages team reaches to you and asks, and probably helps you on the spot. And sometimes it's just okay. Let's do it the proper way. File the PMR. This is bigger than we can do. But this is a nice movement, I guess, because you know it's so easy to just tweet than to fill the PMR, which is not so easy, I guess. I just love this because you know it's nice to be at this conference like this because you could meet the people, you could have a beer with them, with guys like Martin O'Donnelly, you can drink all day. Especially if it's...
It was in Patrick's Day.
Yeah, okay, that. But, you know, last year it wasn't St. Patrick's Day and it was still... Oh, okay. No gossip here. I'm the last year we drink beer a lot in our country, so it's okay. So I just love this side of this event, that you can literally touch those people, even the IBMers are very...
Careful, man.
Yeah, careful.
We're liberal in Netherlands, but don't go that far.
There was a nice swing party in a hotel, but okay, let's not talk about that.
More gossip.
Oh dear.
I said swing, not swingers. And it was swing party. Or people over 80 or something.
I'm going to open it up to the audience. Any questions from the audience? Oh, come on, you lot.
Mr. Withers,
can someone clarify what the platform is for IBM Mailrooms?
I think it's firmly domino.
So the question was about Mail Next, and that was, I think, demoed in the OGS yesterday. And there's certainly a domino back end.
Yeah.
Anybody heard any more in terms of...
I think they were very keen and even highlighted the message on the screen that it is a domino backend.
Yeah.
And I think from my understanding, a lot of the cleverness comes from something called Apache Solr, which is, it does this idea of faceted search. So if you go on an e-commerce website and down the left and say, I want a monitor and do you want 24-inch or LCD?
Yeah.
And that Apache Solr is used on a lot of those sites. And if you look on Mail Next, that's what you're seeing across the top. It's that sort of super faceted search functionality. So it seems to be, you know, working on something that's actually quite widely used already, which is good. But that's my guess. I don't know that, but that's what it seems. So.
But maybe also interesting, you saw what Microsoft announced in Oslo and the Office Graph and all this stuff. So it's going to be... IBM cannot wait long, as we would say. Otherwise, Microsoft with the announcement will grab the attention. So I hope that they be very careful that they are the first one who really give more marketing than Microsoft is doing.
So the IBM marketing department needs to spring into action.
No, it's not marketing. It is really the product. Because also what Microsoft just did was just the same thing that IBM did two months ago. And they announced it, the product there, but everybody was, okay, what's coming? What's coming then? What is really Oslo? What's really Office Graph? What's really that? What is that? And it's less, what I saw, it's less than Mail Next. It's less than IBM. So, IBM, show us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till Microsoft is ahead of you, because you are ahead now.
Yeah.
That's what I saw in the announcement. But I don't know if you've seen the announcement on that. But it looks good, just like IBM looks very good. So, let's get it.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Stuart. One thing I wanted to share is we talked about what's new. We also have come out with a product called Hawk, and this is for after web content is published, it'll monitor the website for spelling errors, hyperlink errors, SEO issues, accessibility issues, and so a way of continuing to ensure that the web content's high quality.
Excellent. We'll link to that in the show notes. I think that's one of the things actually I didn't mention earlier on into the event is the number of sponsors this year. I don't know if it's a record for B-Lug Engage, but certainly there's probably 20 sponsors this year. Certainly a good number to go around and to be sponsoring yesterday. And that's again an indicator of the vibrancy of the community.
Yes.
There's ISVs coming in and services organizations doing well.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your attention, guys. We'll draw it to a close here. So, thank you to Teo and to the rest of the organisation team for this event.
Yep.
It really is. Thank you for watching or listening this week and latest. We'll be back sometime soon. Bye for now.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.